Well, as the conflict in Syria is entering its fifth year, a number of top UN officials have warned about the mounting human cost of the war and its effect on the civilian population. In their statement, the heads of the UN Agency for Humanitarian Affairs, UN Food Program, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, and UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees have called on world leaders to put aside their disagreements over Syria. According to the statement, some countries should use their influence to put an end to the dire situation and the tragedy unfolding in Syria. The statement further notes that the future of a generation, as well as the credibility of the international community, is at risk if it fails to resolve the crisis. To discuss that further, and I'm joined by Mr. Kevork Almasian, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Now, Mr. Almasian, certainly the situation is dire as far as the humanitarian catastrophe goes in Syria, but no one's really talking about the foreign-backed militancy, which, of course, adds to this situation, doesn't it?
First of all, thank you for having me again on Press TV. I believe the foreign-backed militants in Syria who organized the ISIS, Jabhat al-Nusra, the Islamic Front, and other terrorist organizations in Syria should be held responsible for the majority of the atrocities and the human tragedy in Syria. We remember that since the beginning of the crisis in Syria, yes, there were genuine opposition who protested against the government, but their protests were hijacked by these radical elements who were backed by regional states, namely Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. These countries were aiming to destabilize Syria in order to create a chaos, to weaken the government, and to replace it with other pro-Gulf, pro-Western government. But the situation now is reached into a point where a huge destruction in many cities and many provinces of Syria, and the civilians are suffering. Only a few days ago, the NASA revealed the picture of Syria, where Syria lost 86% of its energy sources, and also we didn't speak yet about the food, the medicine, and other stuff. We always blame they always blame the government. They forgot the foreign-backed militants, but also they forgot their responsibility. The Western governments are imposing harsh sanctions on the Syrian government, who is providing all these aids and food and medicine to the people of Syria. On both sides, the opposition and the pro-government citizens are having their salaries from the government. The gas, the fuel, the medicine, everything is still supported by the government. So by imposing these sanctions on the Syrian government, they are sanctioning the Syrian people. Therefore, they have to first remove these sanctions and then deal with the armed groups, also the armed groups, in order to restore peace and stability. Without peace and stability, there will not the suffering of the Syrian civilians will continue for more years.
Right, Mr. Almasian, we have about a minute left. I'm wondering, you know, when you spoke about the Western policy here, it certainly seems like a failed policy, because they keep asking for President Assad to leave, and they think that that is a solution. How do you feel about that? Because that is, firstly, illegal for them to be telling a sovereign state head to leave, and secondly, it won't solve anything, will it?
That's a severe violation of international law. The UN Charter says no intervention in internal affairs of other countries. However, these countries are intervening in the Syrian affairs because they have their own agenda. And this war now reached to a place where they cannot turn back. They want to achieve their strategic and geopolitical interests by removing Assad, but this is not a realistic option anymore, because the Syrian army and the allied forces with them are advancing in most of the provinces and places in Syria. Therefore, removing him needs to destroy the Syrian army and the allied forces, and this is not happening now, because the pro-government forces are strengthening their capabilities, and they are advancing more and more in southern Syria and also in the northern part of Aleppo. Therefore, any talk about removing Assad is not realistic, and they will not be able to impose it on the Syrians.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Kevork Almasian, who was speaking to us live from Beirut.